You are listening to Science for Care Season 2. I'm Anka Petra, and this show unveils the stories behind some of the most important scientific and medical breakthroughs of our time. Episode 7. Digital Twins in Healthcare, a heartfelt revolution in cardiology. Every year, cardiovascular diseases claim an estimated 17.9 million lives, firmly maintaining their distinction as the leading cause of death worldwide. More than 4 out of 5 deaths are linked to heart attacks and strokes, with a shocking 1/3 occurring prematurely in individuals under the age of 70. The heart, our magnificent muscular pump, drives life-sustaining blood through the body, and any dysfunction can lead to system-wide catastrophe, prompting the urgent need for predictive and personalized healthcare solutions. Entering the realm of digital twins, a virtual replica of a physical entity updated in real time. This mirroring technique extends beyond mere form to encompass function, enabling scientists to study, predict, and troubleshoot issues in a controlled virtual environment before they impact their real-life counterpart. The revolutionary concept, albeit now finding extensive applications in healthcare, is rooted in an intriguing history. The birth of the digital twin concept is linked intimately to our pursuit of understanding the cosmos. In the ambitious space exploration missions in the 1960s, NASA pioneered the practical use of digital twins. Each spacecraft embarking on its celestial journey had an Earth-bound twin, an exact physical replica used for intensive study and simulation. These terrestrial twins played a crucial role in unraveling the mysteries of space travel, allowing NASA scientists to identify potential issues and develop solutions without risking the actual spacecraft. Our guest in today's episode is familiar with applications of digital twins outside of healthcare. Her name is Myriam Beav, and she is the business director at 3D Experience Lab, an innovation lab of Dassault Systèmes, a company with a history in aviation.
We create virtual worlds to help our customer to create real-world innovative solutions to support some of the biggest humanities challenges. So we currently support 11 industries like aerospace, mobility, construction, retails, high-tech, energy, and more recently, healthcare. Originally, we started by supporting the production of digital and virtual twins of airplanes and cars. And Dassault Systèmes, maybe you know, is a spin-off of Dassault Aviation. So 40 years ago, we built the first digital mock-up of the plane. Then we moved to the notion of PLM, meaning product life cycle management. It's the ability to manage digitally the entire cycle of development of a product from the ideation, the conception, the production, and the commercialization with a single source of truth for all the elements of the project on a software platform.
The leap from space exploration to modern applications in diverse fields such as manufacturing, aviation, and notably healthcare signifies the evolution of digital twins. Today, as we grapple with complex health challenges, particularly cardiovascular diseases, the concept of digital twins offers a promising new frontier. For starters, digital twins hold immense promise in medical research. Specifically, they facilitate the creation of synthetic control arms for clinical trials. A synthetic control arm is a method used in clinical trials where researchers simulate a group of patients using digital twins rather than having a real-life control group. This allows researchers to simulate and analyze a multitude of scenarios, leading to insights that can enhance personalized treatment plans. In fact, the FDA is currently conducting tests to see if they could use data from virtual trials rather than real ones.
More recently, we acquired another company called Medidata. Medidata is the leader of clinical trial software solution. And we are pioneers on what we call the synthetic control arm. It means that it's the possibility to replace a cohort of real patients with virtual patients for a placebo control group. So as you understand, those tools were for the moment still limited to a handful of experts, but we believe that our tools should find their way into the hands of healthcare professionals over the coming decade, exactly in the same way that computer-aided design has become a standard feature for traditional industries. We believe that those tools, they should become part of the daily routine for the healthcare.
The recent technological strides in cardiovascular science and computing enable virtual simulation of this vital organ's function, bridging the gap between the virtual and the real. It's now possible to create a 3D model of the human heart, mapping not only its form, but also its electrical and mechanical behavior.
Taking into account cardiovascular disease, which is one of the leading causes of death, we have developed a project called the Living Heart. The Living Heart has an objective to define a robust and exhaustive model. And we didn't do it on our own. We worked with scientists, academics, university partners to create a research consortium. And we were able to reproduce the geometry of a patient's heart from a CT scan, for example, and also his electromechanical characteristic.
Myriam Beav explains that the 3D Experience Lab accelerates some incredible startups. Among them, FIOPS, a company whose work involves a pre-operation planning computer simulation platform for heart valve replacement. This platform gives surgeons detailed insights into how a device will interact with a patient before surgery. It aids physicians in determining the optimal size and position of the device, thereby enhancing the surgery's efficiency and personalization. But not all twins are digital. Some of them can be 3D printed.
So we have also another example from a company that we also accelerated at the 3D Experience Lab called Biomodex. And they developed advanced solutions to fabricate cardiovascular and neurovascular lifelike and 3D printed organs. And those organs, they can be used for medical training and also preoperative preparation to improve healthcare quality. They can reproduce the exact twin of the patient organ. They can reproduce the texture, they can reproduce the thickness, and it allows the doctor to know what to be expected during the surgical procedures before an operation.
Of course, innovation doesn't stop here, and teams around the world are currently working on digital twins of the brain, the skin, and even lungs. The journey of the digital twin, from its nascent conceptualization for spacecraft in the 1960s to its current application in healthcare, underscores the transformative power of technology. It is not an exaggeration to say that digital twins are set to revolutionize healthcare by providing personalized and predictive care, as we can already grasp in the realm of cardiology. It may well be the heartbeat of a new era of medical innovation and patient care. Science for Care is a podcast by Health Tech for Care, a non-profit organization designed to support and promote access to care for all. If you enjoy our show, please mention it to your friends, family, and coworkers, and leave ratings and reviews on your favorite listening platform. And don't forget to listen to Season 1 for more incredible scientific breakthroughs.